But first, the Phoenix Police Department has released its report on the aftermath of President Donald Trump's August 2017 rally in downtown Phoenix. Protesters outside the rally began peacefully, but ended in police spraying them with tear gas and hitting them with pepper bullets. At least one activist group now says it confirms their concern about what happened. And for more on this, I'm joined now by KJZZ's Matthew Casey. So, Matt, you were out there that night, right?
Yes, I was. I was with our photographer, Jackie High, and we were assigned to cover the Trump supporters at the convention center. After the rally ended, Jackie and I were on Monroe and 2nd Street. We watched a line of police move people west away from the convention center, and we got gassed a couple times.
And we've heard criticism that the police did not give people enough warning before using things like pepper spray. So what does this report tell us about that?
Well, the report has a timeline that says police first used pepper spray at about 8:30 p.m. when members of Antifa tried to break through a barrier. I spoke with Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams about the report.
There were a small group of people who were definitely willing to try to disrupt what was going on. And our officers did exactly what I asked them to do, and that was be professional, decisive, and immediately responsive to that threat to everyone else's safety.
So, Matt, tell us what happened then.
The timeline says people in the crowd threw tear gas at police, so officers used smoke, pepper spray, and other non-lethal tools. Air support got there, and around 8:50 p.m., police used it and a police vehicle to tell the crowd to disperse. Williams says her department has learned to never take communication for granted.
So we were giving direction and instruction. If you think about it, on the 3rd Street side, if you're on the 2nd Street side, you're probably not hearing.
And does the report give recommendations for future events?
Well, communication is the biggest so-called area for improvement. But the report also talks about deciding before an event what kinds of munitions officers can use and when they can use them. It also says a protocol should be developed for counting pepper balls and smoke-releasing devices that police have. Williams says the officers already count them, and this is additional oversight.
So each person who deploys the munitions, they know what's in their bag. We now have a secondary layer to make sure that we're better accounting for it.
And Matt, Phoenix police have been really criticized for their response after the Trump rally. So what are activist groups saying about this report?
The ACLU of Arizona released a statement saying the report confirms that police did not give people adequate warning before using the pepper spray. The group says Phoenix police did not protect protesters' First Amendment rights, and the report goes against claims made by Williams shortly after the rally. The ACLU has called for an independent investigation, and it is also suing Phoenix police for access to public records related to what happened.
Lots to see there. KJZZ's Matt Casey. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Lauren.